Do you want to talk about what just happened?
No.
We don't know what we're headed into. It might be a good idea to get our story straight.
The story about us breaking into a museum, witnessing a murder, and then getting caught? Oh, or how about the one where we caused a bunch of automatons to take over a cruise and then it almost crashed into Bingo Sam Land? But don't worry, it's all blown up now, so... Don't sweat it.
Both stories, I guess. Delmont, am I detecting a bit of stress in your voice?
I don't know, Cameo. You might be detecting a bit of stress in my voice.
I want us to go in on a united front. Two partners against the world.
We don't even know where we're going. And stop trying to make this better.
Well, I may not know where we're going, but I do know that most people that need the fixers called on them are never seen again. Working for X-Corp.
Is it too much to ask to just spend 1 minute in peace and quiet?
It's probably just scary stories experiencers tell around the campfire. How bad could it be?
We are about to find out.
Arriving at Compound 209, preparing to taxi.
You don't think they're going to do anything untoward to us, do you?
What? No. Can you stop freaking out?
Yeah, sure. Sorry. What if it's spider-based?
What if what's spider-based?
I don't know. Or some elaborate series of macabre mini-games where we have to choose between our very personhood and our survival.
Kimmy, you're just making things up. They're not going to do any of that.
Or a haunted sleepaway camp. Or an abandoned plant hospital. Or a cannibal's kitchen. What is this place?
I actually have no idea. It looks like some kind of biosphere, I think. And everything outside is just a wasteland.
Oh, it's the perfect place for this giant, ornate house, I guess.
Something is off.
Mm-hmm.
Communicators.
Hey, wait, that's mine. Give that back.
Wait here.
No, hold on. Whatever. We're really never around this many plants in the city.
Yeah. Who would even build a biosphere out in this wasteland?
That would be me.
Goodness.
Come on, lady.
Sorry for yelling, stranger. Your appearance frightens me.
No worries at all. My style is often seen as, what's the word?
Pastel?
Bonnet-y?
Very doll-like?
Unconventional. Much like my approach to professional and personal well-being, I'm getting ahead of myself. Cameo, Delmont, I am Dr. Kimberly Ruthabega, the Experience Corporation's in-house psychologist. And it's my pleasure to welcome you to the Dollhouse.
Oh, what a reassuring name for your office.
This facility was modeled after the dollhouse of my youth. It is the perfect psychological metaphor for the mind, don't you think? A mutable space that reflects our impressions of the real world, and in so doing, shapes our expectations of it.
How
disturbing.
Let's go inside and have a cup of tea, shall we? I find a cup of hot tea is the perfect preparation for psychological dissection.
We're so doomed.
Dr. Ruthabega, so when you say dissection, is that a metaphor? Or is it, or is it an actual dissection?
At the Experience Corporation, we want you to be the most successful, productive, and efficient you that you can be. That's why we brought you here, to mend the broken relationship between you two that led to your failure.
Hold on, you don't mean...
You two have been enrolled in corporate, mandated partners therapy.
Ooh, I love therapy! I'm the best at it! Come on, Delmont, last one there is in denial!
Now that's the spirit, Delmont.
This is truly worse than anything I could have ever imagined.
Experience the world through eyes not unlike your own. Take in the feeling just like the real thing. Experience the world now. So what are you waiting for? waiting for? See it, hear it, touch it, feel it, love it, live it the X-Corp way. What will you experience today? Get a job, sign a lease, go home, steal a car, cast a spell, be a star, do it all over again. Brought to you by the Experience Corporation. What will you experience today?
What kind of therapy requires us to wear a jumpsuit?
Oh, just go with it.
The Stillhouse aesthetic is really just freaking me out.
Admittedly, there are more scary dolls around than I would typically associate with talk therapy.
Cameo, I think we've been kidnapped.
I'm pretty sure I would know if we had been kidnapped.
They took away our communicators, putting us into weird jumpsuits. I think you're right about the psychological horror thing, you know, the survival game, the... Oh, God.
Delmont, it's gonna be okay.
Might I refer you to the creepy dolls and ominous ticking?
Delmont. I think you, of all people, should give someone a little grace for their eccentricities.
What's that supposed to mean?
Let's just give this a shot. That's all.
Are you on Ruthabaga's side now?
There's only one side in therapy. Our side.
See, I was just going to say that.
No, you were not.
I was about to say that. You don't know what happens in my head.
You are such a therapist pet.
Am not.
R2.
There will be plenty of time for childhood regression during the session.
I bet you go to therapy every day.
I wish.
Now, Cameo, please go with my colleague here, Professor Schmupp.
Hello.
Before we begin, you each need to be individually evaluated.
We can't do that together?
No. Now, if you please.
Right this way.
See you later, Delmont.
What's your favorite kind of cake?
Black forest cake. It's all goopy in there.
Please, Delmont, take a seat.
What's your game?
I don't play games.
We'll see about that. Cameo said no one comes back from this place.
Not usually, no. Many employees who fail an assignment are disinvited from the Experience Corporation family. It's a shame, but most people are incapable of change.
Then why are we here?
Because the Experience Corporation funds my research into the possibility that they might. Now, please sit.
I thought we were going to do talk therapy.
That's later. Before that, I'd like to get to know you a bit better, Delmont. Do you mind if I record this interview?
I'm guessing I don't have a choice.
It's polite to ask.
Is that a Mark IV ocular recorder with mood readers?
Mark VII, actually.
I didn't know those existed yet.
They don't. Do you hear that ticking?
Yeah, I do. What is that?
Think of it like a psychological aid. Just close your eyes and focus on the ticking of the clock.
All right.
Now, you initially asked to be placed in the magic pod. Is that correct?
It is.
And how do you feel about being in the Stranger Experiences pod?
It's fine.
What's fine about it?
It's a stepping stone, a means to an end.
And what end would that be?
Working in the magic field.
You don't feel your talents are being used in the Stranger Experiences pod?
My day-to-day job rarely requires me to use my magic knowledge.
But isn't using magic in the field precisely what landed you here?
Partially. Just gonna pretend you're not writing things down.
And what about Cameo?
What about Cameo?
Is he just a means to an end?
No. Not at all. If anything, he showed me I still have things to learn from this pod.
So you want to be in the Stranger Experiences pod?
Is there a room we could do this in that doesn't have so many dolls in it? Or where the clock is a little less insidious?
The clock and the dolls are insidious throughout my compound, so no, there isn't. You don't have any siblings, correct?
Yeah, but I never told X-Corp that.
Just you and your mother, right?
Here we go.
It's just a question.
I don't see what it has to do with my work. I don't want to talk about my mom.
Why not?
Because I'm not very interested in being psychoanalyzed.
But you are very interested in keeping your job. Believe it or not, I am rooting for you, Delma. And I'd like to see you stay in this position. But that requires we meet each other in the middle. So please, help me help you.
I have a fine relationship with my mother.
What does she do for work?
She runs a manufacturing business.
Manufacturing what, exactly?
Novelty candy sculptures.
That's a curious profession.
It was her mom's business. Mostly she's just a manager.
When was the first time you felt angry?
Bit of a right turn, don't you think?
The first time that you can remember is fine.
I guess, when I was in, like, first grade?
What happened?
Is this important?
I wouldn't ask if it wasn't.
Okay, it was story time at school. Teachers started reading a book I'd already read at home, so I asked if they'd read something else, and they said no, it wouldn't be fair to the rest of the class.
And that made you mad?
Yeah, I guess so.
Why?
I don't like having my time wasted.
Neither do I. Let's continue. Do you ever feel like you lose control?
Not really.
Which is the more threatening color, orange or green?
Orange, obviously.
When was the first time you ate a peanut? Does Cameo's odor ever bother you?
No, they almost always smell nice.
Do you feel an unusual amount of shame when swimming in the pool?
Regular amount.
Is it better to be confidently reclusive or reservedly exuberant? Yes or no? This is the way to Belfort Bay. Is denim appropriate?
Do you resent
to
your
form?
Mother for her success?
Which of these photos contains an image of a traffic light?
The second one, I think. Yes, no, maybe. I don't know. Can you repeat the question? Four fingers, three if you're not counting the thumb.
Well, that's all my questions.
How long was that?
A billable 3 hours.
It only takes one, but the light bulb really has to want to change.
Oh, you're bad.
Ah, hello, Delmont.
Glad to see you're making friends.
Catch that movie next week?
You'll have to bribe me first. Inside joke.
Thank you, Professor Schmup. That'll be all.
Nice guy.
How are you so energetic after 3 hours of psychological questioning?
3 hours? We talked for like 10 minutes and then we played checkers. Which reminds me, can I borrow $10?
What?
Cameo, Delmont, this way. When you're ready.
What now?
My favorite part. This is where the real work begins.
Hello, and welcome to another ready-made Utopia mid-roll. I hope the last 2 weeks have treated you well. And if they haven't, I have some fun, exciting news for you. Opal Voss is releasing a bunch of new merch. Opal Voss is one of our other ready-made Utopia characters, if you did not know. She lives in Three Cloud City, just like Cameo and Delmont. And she, instead of running around doing shenanigans, makes a bunch of music and also does some shenanigans as well. But there's all sorts of goodies that will be dropping very soon. The most important of which is a new t-shirt that has Opal in a mech. And if that's not enough to sell it for you, I don't know what else I could say. Other than, I believe, select number of certain shirts will have some bedazzling, and there'll also be some crop top cuts for those that want to give a little midriff. You know, summer is right around the corner and it's never too early to prepare. But the shirt is really sick. They come in all sorts of sizes. Opal looks badass, and you might recognize the art from the cover of Opal Voss's Angry EP. And like all of our artwork, it's done by the Evervescent Kate Nichols. Now, if you have enough t-shirts and you're not really in the market for a t-shirt right as of right now, that's understandable, because there will also be cute bracelets and other little trinkets that will all be dropping in the Ready Made Utopia store. So follow us on social media, Instagram, TikTok, Discord, so you can see when all of that drops. And if you're listening to this wondering if it's dropped already, you can go over to readymadeutopia.bigcartel.com and take a look. If you just looked at your phone to see if that notification was for you, I'm sorry. I have used deceit and lies, but I've tricked you because now I know that you do use Discord. And if you did look at that and you aren't a part of the ReadyMade Utopia Discord, what are we doing? Why are we playing these games with each other? We should all just be on the ReadyMade Utopia Discord. It's always so wonderful hearing people's reactions to the show and seeing all the fan art and silly little conversations that go down in there. So reach out on social media or ask a friend that's already in the Discord and come on in. I am happy to say that this week, my pleading, my begging has not gone unanswered, because we have a message that, and the message is as follows. Happy anniversary of the Tibetan uprising and happy birthday, Peter. They say life unfolds in three acts of approximately 30 years each. As you move firmly into your second act, keep appreciating the absurd, being outraged by injustice, and being kind and respectful to your fellow humans. I am proud of the person you have become. Love, Mom. That might, dare I say, be our best shout out to date. Very sweet, and with the exact type of political undertones we like to have around here. Can I get a down with the oppressor in chat? If you would like to wish someone a happy birthday or celebrate an uprising of an oppressed people, how about you drop our line at info@readymadeutopia.com and we can see about getting your message on the show. I don't know if you heard a couple weeks ago when I mentioned that Patreon subscribers get a discount, and we also have a special discount going for the next two messages to get on the show. We started with three and now we are down to two. So if you're a Patreon subscriber and you have $25 in your pocket, this airspace could be yours. Alrighty, that's it for this mid-roll. Hopefully I kept it short. I never really know. Thank you all for listening, and I really hope you enjoy the rest of this episode. It's a special one. Okay, I'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Oh, well, this room is
surprisingly normal. I thought you didn't have any rooms without dolls or ticking.
What I did or didn't say isn't important now. You two can sit on the couch there. There's tea, if either of you would like some.
What, so no straps? No electrodes? No fainting couches? No tape recorders?
Oh, don't be such a skeptical seashell. I, for one, think this room is beautiful yet professional. Kudos, Doctor.
Thank you.
Told you I was the best at therapy.
Now we have a clearer picture of your psychological states, let's talk about the assignment. What happened?
You know, if Kanyu hadn't turned the recorder on, wild idea. I would have...
Let's start with Cameo.
Thank you, Doctor. The mission would have gone fine if Delmont hadn't... And I really hate to point my claws at anyone here, but let their ego get the best of them?
What?
It's just that you decided that you needed to use your bleep-bloop magics again to solve the problem instead of admitting that you couldn't actually stop the ship.
Well, maybe if I had known I was experiencing, I would have behaved much, much, much differently.
That's beside the point. You're always trying to solve problems with magic. In fact, every single mission we've done has been the Delmont Magic Hour.
Yeah, and you were fine with it. Never once were you like, hey, maybe don't.
Maybe we should take a step back. Let's talk about your relationship, your interpersonal dynamic.
Thank you, Doctor. I drafted up a list of flaws, no, scratch that word, areas of improvement that I think Delmont should work on. And here you go, and here you go.
You did what?
Yeah, I made this when we first met. See, I dated the entries.
The last entry was 2 days ago?
You just put a little too much mayonnaise on that sandwich.
May I?
Of course.
Wait.
No, don't take it personally. No, actually, do take it personally. I made this list, Delmont, because I care about you.
This is thorough.
I would have said highly invasive.
Now, obviously, there's a lot we can work on. Everyone's a work in project. But I thought we'd start with your generally brusque and unfriendly demeanor. No offense. Refer to paragraph 8, subsection B.
Actually, I wanted to start with you, Cameo.
Start with my prepared items, you mean?
I think both of you realize there is dysfunction in your relationship. Failed assignments come from failed experiences. You turned on the experience recorder without telling your partner, which, as you know, is... we'll say frowned upon.
Yes, but I did it for them. When have good intentions ever led anywhere bad?
What exactly were you doing for them?
Well, it's just that I know that Delmont's been really busy, and I needed to make up for the fiasco on the SS Twisted Terror, so two birds, one stone.
Delmont's capable of managing their own time.
Exactly! I never asked you to do that.
Well, that's because you're you, Delmont. You, of course you wouldn't ask. I pride myself in anticipating others' needs. That's just being a good friend.
What made you worried about Delmont not having enough time?
Well, other than every mission we've been on? Remember 4 weeks ago when I invited you to my indoor beach party and you were too busy doing research to show up?
Yes.
Or last week when you were destroying that cursed necklace?
Yeah, I was doing someone a favor.
Or back at the corporate retreat. You wanted to spend the whole day networking instead of doing cabinet-themed activities. Like a loon.
I guess I am pretty busy.
Which is why I started recording the experience on the booze cruise. To help you.
Have you considered that maybe that's how Delmont likes to spend their free time?
Yes, but we're partners. Experiencer partners always spend time together. Just look at Catnip and Riley. Brenda and... Brinkman.
We spend most of each day together working. We don't have to spend all our free time together, too.
I mean, not all the time, obviously, but...
You have stuff going on, too.
Like what?
You are constantly doing stuff. You know tons of people. Like, who are those people in the pictures from your beach party?
Oh, them? Those are just the people I invite to parties, not my friends.
How do you know they aren't your friends?
None of them would pick me up from the airport.
Well, what about Shmup? Didn't you two just... hit it off?
He's a busy guy. Wife, kids, just bought a boat. It's not like I need friends anyway. I mean, I do have friends. I mean, obviously, who doesn't have friends? But just, I didn't mean... Look, if we could just go back to Delmont's problems, I'd feel a lot more comfortable with that.
We aren't trying to make you feel bad, Cameo.
Well, you are.
It seems that in your effort to connect with people... you lose parts of yourself.
Hey, that's out of...
Now, you can't relate to the part of yourself that everyone seems to like and want to be around.
Except for with Delmont.
Wait, what?
You couldn't stand me when we first met.
No! Yeah.
I know. I tried so hard to get you to like me, but none of it worked. I couldn't let it go.
I didn't know you felt that way.
Well, I know you didn't. That's why when you finally did start warming up to me, or so I thought, I knew that you meant it.
What if Delmont were to go back to disliking you?
I'm not going to.
I think Cameo feels otherwise.
I know that you don't like the Stranger Experiences pod.
No, that... I love it.
No, it's... I know you don't. You've come a long way from where you started, but I know that deep down you want to be doing something with magic. That's why you bring it up in every mission. It makes you happy.
Do you feel responsible for Delmont's happiness?
Of course I feel responsible for Delmont's happiness.
Why?
Because I'm responsible for the happiness of the people around me, just like everyone else.
Delmont, do you want Cameo worrying about what makes you happy?
I don't.
It is okay. You can answer.
No. I mean, I appreciate it, but I never asked you to. You shouldn't have to worry about that.
Well, but I do worry about it for you.
I think that's part of the problem, Cameo.
I didn't know it was a problem.
It is.
Speak on that.
Well, Back on the fudge retreat, for example, he just whipped up this whole conspiracy theory about me being brainwashed instead of actually listening to me.
I'm still not convinced those fudge hawkers were on the up and up.
And then there was this assignment where you invaded my privacy because you were trying to help.
I guess I don't feel sorry for looking out for you.
I don't need you making my decisions for me.
Yes, but what if you make the wrong ones?
You don't know better than me.
Of course not. I just mean, sometimes you make selfish choices.
Okay.
It's not your fault. It goes back to the list I made. Sometimes it... Can I be honest, Doctor?
I'd prefer it.
Sometimes, Delmont, you don't think about other people. And maybe that works for you on your own, but now you're part of a team. And if I have to do that thinking for us, then I will.
Well, I don't think I want that.
And is that what you're afraid of, Cameo?
I'm not afraid.
But if Delmont makes their own decisions, they'll decide to leave you like your last 8 partners. Cameo.
You had 8 partners before me?
9.
After your first partner of several years, you had 8 others within a few years of each other. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
You never told me that.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Cameo, wait!
Let him go.
Aren't you gonna check on Cameo? Or I can?
Cameo will be fine. He's just not used to being taken off guard.
There isn't anything wrong with that.
True. But do you know why Cameo's questioning only lasted 10 minutes?
He's just that good at therapy.
No. It only took that long to discover their core insecurities.
I can't believe he never mentioned any of his old partners. Not even once. Just never really came up.
Cameo is a curious case. An exceptional experiencer, consistently bringing in some of our most popular experiences. Yet he can't seem to find a partner who will stick.
But why? Cameo's so friendly.
I think that's a better question for Cameo. But let's talk about you for a moment. Let's talk about your transfer request.
That was a while ago.
Do you know why the transfer process at the Experience Corporation is so convoluted?
I actually don't.
We spend weeks placing recruits in the right pod, then again as much time placing them with the right partner. 6 different algorithms are applied to your resume, 6 individually and 6 together. And at each step, the results are weighted against a sliding metric that is recalibrated every 4 months for societal context. How many interviews did you do for the Experience Corporation?
7. Yeah, it was 7.
There are entire departments dedicating to processing and analyzing the transcripts of those interviews. That's how we figure out who you should be with and where. It's not something we take lightly. Neither is transferring.
Look, even the best, most advanced calculations can be wrong.
I'm inclined to agree with you. You and Cameo seem to be outliers. Always some tension between you two. Then again, Cameo got along with his first partner perfectly. Sometimes even perfect isn't enough. But I don't believe that should be your problem anymore. Would you direct your attention to the screen, please?
What's this?
We've reviewed your case and gone through all of your submitted experience data. It's clear that we have made an error in placing you with Cameo. This is a transfer form. It's all filled out.
Transferring to the magic pod?
Precisely. All you have to do is sign that and tell Cameo.
Do you think it's right to just spring this on them?
How very interpersonally observant of you. Cameo is not going to break out of this regressive mindset without confrontation. And if you really care for them, it's better to do it now than later.
I haven't even signed it yet.
No. But we both know you will.
Feeling much better. I think I had some tummy troubles. That also made my eyes water, so please don't ask.
Glad you're feeling better, Cameo. Now, I need to go tend to a few things. I'll let you two talk.
Wait.
I'll be just through that door when you're ready.
Ah, and we were just making progress that I totally didn't make an excuse to avoid. Oh, well. Hey, what are you staring at?
No, nothing. I had no idea about your partners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry if it got too personal.
Ah, you were right. This corporate therapy stuff is just to punish us, probably. I wouldn't count on any of it. In fact, I would probably just try to forget everything I just said.
Actually, that thing I was looking at, it... Here.
Tomat, what is this?
I didn't know you even liked being my partner.
Pod transfer form?
Ruthabaka just gave it to me, and I don't even know if I have a choice or if they're just reassigning me. It's crazy, right?
Are you...
She said that this is what's good for us. That they made a mistake putting us together.
Are you going to sign it?
I already did. But it's not like we're never going to see each other again or anything. You know, I still want to hang out and be friends. And, you know, we can go to the beach.
No, that's okay. I know how busy you are.
Wait, Cameo.
I'm glad you got what you wanted.
Do you want me to go get the doctor?
Yeah, that, probably a good idea.
Okay, yeah, I'll just go do that. More ticking. Look, doctor.
That was the fastest confrontational abandonment I have ever seen.
Were you watching us? What is this, like a one-way mirror?
At the Experience Corporation, we prefer the term... observing. Usually when I have partners with issues like yours, they refuse to leave one another. But you did a good thing for Cameo. Even if it doesn't feel like it.
Here's my form. I just want to go home, okay?
You will. Shortly. Please, sit.
I'm tired of sitting. What's happening?
I must apologize for my dishonesty.
Wait, what do you mean?
We have gone through all of your experience data, but it has not led us to the conclusion that you deserve a transfer.
What?
The Review Council has decided that, even though Cameo surreptitiously recorded your experience, your use of proprietary magic to reprogram the automata and your failure to stop the ship on your own was unacceptable.
Well, I didn't know I was being recorded.
But considering the negative publicity your behavior attracted, the Experience Corporation has decided that we can no longer be associated with you. I'm sorry.
Are you firing me?
Technically, the Experiencer Review Council is firing you. But if you want to transfer your anger onto me, that would be perfectly fine.
And why did you make me sign that stupid form if you're just gonna fire me? What about Cameo?
He'll stay on. His work has been deemed vital to the company. But if you ask me, it's because he has a few friends in high places. Professor Schmopp?
Yes, Doctor?
This is absolutely ridiculous. This is...
Going back into that room would just make things worse.
Wait, Cameo, I'm...
It's better if you try to accept this.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hold still.
What's...
You may feel a slight pinch.
Ow!
There. Don't want to be running around with your X-chip in. Plus, it's company property.
Just get me out of here.
I appreciate how difficult this must be. Thank you for your cooperation and your service to the X-Corp family.
This is where we leave you.
Wait. What about my equipment? And my inventions? You can't do this.
The things from your company provided housing will be shipped to you within 3 to 8 business weeks. Anything developed by, for, or on X-Corp property belongs to X-Corp. Call fired employee support if you have any further questions.
I just got fired. I just got fired.
The world of Ready Made Utopia is created by Kate Nichols and Vanessa Thurlow. The Experience Corporation is produced by Caleb Davey. This episode was written by Samuel Levitt. The role of Delmont is played by Len Sheth, and Cameo is played by Samuel Levitt. It features Sage Huston as Dr. Ruthabaga, Hobart Thompson as Shmup, and the closing song, Spare Yourself, was written by Opal Voss and Vanessa Thurlow. Vanessa Thurlow is director of sound design, producer, and composer. This episode was edited by Rebecca Lynn. Theme song written by Vanessa Thurlow, with words by Vanessa Thurlow and Len Sheth, and it's performed by Christian Rasmussen. All of our artwork is done by Kate Nichols. Our executive producers are Susan Fair, Bob Levitt, and Louise and Raj. And a special thank you to the Elsner Family Fund. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to find out more about the world of Ready Made Utopia, you can follow us on any of the major social media platforms or visit readymadeutopia.com. You can support the podcast by joining the Ready Made Utopia Patreon or by visiting our online shop. Word of mouth does so much to help us reach a wider audience, so if you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend, rate, and review us in your podcast player. On behalf of the entire Experience Corporation team, thank you so much for listening.